help me up the steps.
Am I on? Okay. The beautiful hymn that we just shared, those words that are so beautifully profound, to just wrap us all in those words as we send our love and light to those who were so tragically affected by the events in New Zealand. So, well, I'm going to do this. Someone, I mentioned to someone that I do have green on, and they said, well, you should open up your talk today with that statement. So I have green on, and I'm going to leave it at that. Okay. Okay. Would it be okay with you if life got easier? Who's going to say no to that? Well, that's a very famous line of a woman, a wonderful woman by the name of Dr. Maria Nemeth. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of her. She has been to Unity Village quite a bit. Several years ago, I attended one of her workshops, and that was the first thing that I heard. Would it be okay with you if life got easier? And then that was followed with willingness. If it is okay with you, what would you be willing to do? And fill in the blank. Well, at that time, it was willing to be coached because it was a coaching seminar. But over the years, I have used that statement and what am I willing to do and filled in the blank for what I needed to do at the time. So this morning, I would like for us to fill in that blank with changing our perceptions. Are we willing to change our perceptions? We're all in the same place, this beautiful sanctuary. But my view, my perception, is very different from yours. I look out and see all your beautiful faces, and you look up here and see all these beautiful faces, and then there's me. So even though we are in the same place, our perception is different. Several years ago, a friend fixed me up with a fellow by the name of, we'll call him Harvey. Harvey and I were on our second date, and we were heading out for dinner. He said, you know, before we go to dinner, I've been wanting to buy a new sofa, and I'd like for you to help me pick it out. I'm thinking, well, this is going well. Yeah. But the problem was we didn't know what time the furniture store would close. So should we go before dinner or after dinner? So I suggested that he pull up in front of the store and look on the door, the hours. What time do they close? So he did. He got back in the car and he said 10 to 7. 10 to 7, I said, well, that's a funny time to close. And he was very indignant as he said, those are the store hours, 10 to 7. Well, that was the end of that relationship. But just what a difference in perception. I had asked, what time do they close? And he heard, what are the store hours? And then there's the story of the family heading from vacation to Miami. They have a convertible and their two twins or two girls are sitting in the back seat. And very much, I guess, like my grandkids. Are we there yet? How much longer? How far is it? We've all heard that. So they look up and they see this beautiful full moon. And one of the girls looks at the other and said, "I wonder what's closer, the moon or Miami?" And the other girl said, "Duh, can you see Miami?" Our perception, our view. But then, of course, they're the more serious ones, you know, our beliefs, the circumstances and situations that come to us. And it is said that we do not see the world as it is, but as we are. That we look through our own lens of our culture, our education, our family, our experiences. That's the lens that we look through, and it becomes our reality. But just as we look through our own lens, so does everyone else. So no wonder we have chaos, conflict, war, if we're all just looking through our own lens, our own perception. So how do we open ourselves up to look at life in a different way, a different perception? Well, I believe there's three ways that we do that. First, we have to be willing. We remember, I am willing to acknowledge, one, that indeed I look through my own lens. Second, that I am willing to step out of my comfort zone to be educated about different things in the world in which I live, religion, politics, philosophy, all the things that open up our world. And thirdly, and most importantly, that I am willing to see with my spiritual eyes. Not just my human eyes, my spiritual eyes. So again, that first one, to acknowledge, indeed, this is my reality. All the things that have influenced me, the lens with which I see the world. And acknowledge it's the same for everyone else. And then secondly, to learn more about the world around us, to embrace people of other cultures, other religions. One of the things we do where I work is we study world religions, and not only do we have class time, but we go to houses of worship. We meet with their clergy. Right now in our country, politics divide many of us. To find a way to stand in our own truth and belief and yet open up a conversation, perhaps with the other side, not about politics, but about something else. To find something in that other person that we can relate to. There's the wonderful story about Bill Fisher, the Unity minister. Anyone remember him? He was from the 1952. And he tells the time when May Rowland, who was the director of Silent Unity for many, many years, was his teacher. And she taught the seminary class, if you have an enemy, if there's someone you don't feel you love, if there is some kind of conflict at all going on, this next week, I'm giving you an assignment to find something good in that person. Well, Bill said he went to her and said, "This one man in my class, I can't stand. I'm sorry." She said, "Well, that's no excuse. You have to find something good in him." So he took another week, and he went back to her, and he said, I have looked and looked and looked, and I swear there is nothing about this man that I like. Nothing. She gave him another week. So on that third week, he came back, and she said, well, did you find something? He said, yes, actually, I did. I like his ties. She said, well, that's the start. I want you to go right now and find him, she said, and tell him, I love your tie. He did. And when he met with May Rowland again, she said, and how did that go? He said, he took off his tie, he gave it to me, and we became best friends. I was able to see him in a different door, a different way. Not what I disagreed with him about, but something human and nice about him. How do we change our perceptions? Deepak Chopra, in his book, The Third Jesus, says that the teachings of Jesus are all about a shift in perception, every one of his teachings. Certainly moving from the letter of the law to the spirit of the law. When he says, you have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you, turn the other cheek. And of course, when we turn the other cheek, what happens? It doesn't mean hit me on this one too. It means our eyes follow and we see things from a different perspective, a different view. And then he also said, you have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. A shift in perception is what he taught. You know, Emily Cady, who wrote Lessons in Truth, and I'm sure everyone who's been in Unity for any time at all has read that book. She talks about the personality and the individuality that we have. The personality is just that, the personality. The individuality is that depth of us, the truth of us, the Christ expressing in us. And Robert Brummett, who for many years taught classes at Unity Village and wrote the book, Quest for Wholeness, used those terms, personality and individuality, when he talked about how we can change our perceptions to help heal. He said, pretend there's a rope. One end good, one end bad. If we're looking at it through our personality, through our human part, we see that two ends, one good, one bad. He said, you can keep cutting off that bad end. Cut an inch off, still a bad end. Cut another inch off, it's still that end. Just like a magnet with a positive and a negative, you can cut part of it off, but it's still a positive or a negative. You still have two ends to the rope. He said it is only when we see with our spiritual eyes that we're able to heal, that we're able to see the truth. And the truth is that that is one rope with two ends. Very different than saying two separate ends. So to be able to see with our spiritual eyes. There's a beautiful hymn in the Wings of Song that's right in front of you. I don't know the page number right now. But it is, open my eyes. You familiar with that? Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. placed in my hand the wonderful clasp, the key that will unlock and set me free. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Silently now, this is a test for me too. I remember, ready my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. I really did forget that. That wasn't a test. But the writer of that hymn was Claire Scott in 1895, and she was inspired to write that from the 119th Psalm, I think verse 8, that reads, "Open my eyes that I may see your wondrous truth," and in some translations, teachings. A perception. A change of perception through acknowledging that we look through the lens that we have, that others look through their lens, being willing to step out of our comfort zone to learn more about the world that we live in, how other people process, how other people live, but most importantly, to be willing to see the truth. We started with the story of El Capitan, or I started, I'm sorry, with the story of Maria Namath. In that first night of her class, she told us the story of El Capitan, which is the mountain in Yosemite. Anyone ever seen that mountain? It's 3,000 feet high. And there is a waterfall that cascades, this beautiful waterfall that cascades down 3,000 feet. And each February, sometime around Valentine's Day, or that can change, when the sun hits it just right, it turns crimson red. And rather than a waterfall, it looks like a firefall, because of the perception caused by the ray of sun. And I thought, I think that's such a beautiful analogy for us to shine light on those places in our world where we need to. That the light in us, that which radiates from us, is so strong that we can indeed shine that light to help change perceptions, to help find a way for all of us, not only to look through our own lens and to be the authentic self that we are, but to realize that even though we're all looking through different lenses, that we are all made in the image and the likeness of God, that we are all one. One. And I think when we realize that is when we will truly have peace and harmony on this earth. So with those words of truth that we are all one, and knowing that every week as we gather, Unity churches all over the world, and speak that statement of truth, there's only one presence, one power in the universe, I ask you now to join as we powerfully affirm this truth. Together, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and active my life, God the good, omnipotent. So it is. Okay.